page 97. Going further.
Well, I think it's important to say to begin with that you can read Weisshagen's OC without ever having to open Jane Eyre and look at a single page of it. Of course, most people don't. I came to reading Weisshagen's OC, fortunately, never having heard of Jean Rhys or the book, so I had a completely fresh reading of it. But once you've read it, you cannot read Jane Eyre in the same way ever again, because you realise that Edward Rochester is, quite frankly, a monster. He's abusive, he lies, he toys with people. And that romantic figure that so many readers come to as hormone-raging teenagers sort of completely crumbles in front of your eyes. But also you can't see Jane in the same way, because she accepts absolutely his version of events. And she is totally the product of Victorian Protestant upbringing. What is foreign is bad. All Rochester's weaknesses come from his spending too much time on the continent, too much time in the West Indies. And she never gives a thought for the lunatic in the attic. So you, both of them are distorted by your reading of Weisshagen's OC.
Copyright BBC.